17 minutes to 7. Is it 17 minutes to 7? I think it might, yeah, something like that. On RN Drive. Matt's not working too well, but that's because I was so taken by that new track there from Daft Punk, and that track is Get Lucky. And One Town, which has got very lucky because they are hosting the launch of the new Daft Punk album, is Wee War in New South Wales. As we speak, 4,000 people are packed into the Wee War showground. Daft Punk aren't actually there, which is a curious element of this whole story, but that hasn't stopped them pulling a massive crowd. One very proud man at the moment, I'm sure, is the mayor of Narrabri, Conrad Bolton, who I'm told reliably is a Daft Punk fan from way back, and he joins us now. Good evening, Conrad.
Good on you. That's not a bad introduction.
Yeah. How's the atmosphere at this year's Wee War show, and how would it compare to last year's show?
Oh, gee, what do you think? It's just an amazing light spectacle that's going on at the moment. They've got strobe lights that sort of, you know, just these enormous strobe lights that just head, spotlights that just head up into the heavens, and I wouldn't be surprised if I don't get a call from the space lab there saying, oh, do you mind?
Now, Conrad, how did all this come about? It's a fairly unlikely scenario, you know, one of the world's most famous electronica bands saying, oh, we'd like to launch our album at the Wee War show.
Yeah, well, look, that's probably indicative of the uniqueness of Daft Punk. You know, they sort of lead the way a little bit in the things that they do, and this is certainly a an example of that. Yeah, it's quite a spectacle for Wee War.
Have Daft Punk album sales in Wee War spiked? The music store must be pretty happy over that.
Oh, look, number one in Wee War.
What's number two?
Don't worry about the rest of the world.
All right, and
fantastic.
And so, what actually happens this evening?
Oh, look, it's your listeners, it's a bit of a shame they couldn't get here to have a look at this, but it's pretty special. And look, Sony have kept it under wraps pretty much.
Yep.
So it's going to be a big surprise for everyone. They'll be quite excited about it.
Well, the excitement is extreme. Conrad Bolton, thank you so much for joining us. And
no problem.
Have a great show. One man who's certainly excited about it is former star of Hungry Beast on ABC TV, Kirk Docker, who I believe has headed out to Wee War especially for the album launch. Kirk, are you there?
G'day, Jules. Yeah, here, mate.
What's it like on the ground?
It's pretty wild. We're in a huge procession of cars, just arrived in Wee War probably half an hour ago. As the mayor was saying, huge lights. You're seeing even 10, 15 k's out of town. You can't walk anywhere without hearing Daft Punk. A lot of fluoro gear on. A lot of people don't think have been this far out of Sydney before.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to say, is this your first Wee War show?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't really explored this part of the country, and it's beautiful. You see some amazing properties on the way here, and then we are in the middle of nowhere. Stars are everywhere, and Daft Punk is pumping. It's quite peculiar.
But I gather it's probably not Wee War as you would ordinarily see it. I gather the airspace above Wee War is pretty busy.
Yeah, it's choppers everywhere, and we just went through the main strip, and it was actually pretty quiet. We thought it was going to be heaving in the main strip. It seems like everyone's already headed to the show, but in every window there's Daft Punk posters, there's like homemade posters. It feels like it's been very much embraced here.
Great, fantastic. Well, look, one of the things I'm sure you'll be doing while you're in Wee War is promoting your new TV show as well. The TV review segment on RN Drive is called Unwatchable TV. And arguably, you're not a bad fit for that because, firstly, because of SBS's programming decision, I think you've garnered the prestigious slot of what time is it, 11:30 next Tuesday?
11:30, yeah. Well, we thought midnight might have sounded even hotter, you know.
11:30 next Tuesday on SBS2 will be the premiere of Viva Cool City, which is kind of like Australia's answer to extreme gonzo journalism. Tell us what Viva Cool City is all about.
We sort of go in mind level, so it feels like we're in the traditional late night spot of SBS where a bit of nudity can happen, and there is some nudity in our show. Viva Cool City initially was a website. We wanted to shoot stories that television probably would never touch, and that ranged from stuff that was quite taboo or fetish, whether it be something like a golden shower, right through to guys who wanted to break the world record slip and slide. And it was about looking at ideas that television was never going to touch. And as fortune has it, we got a chance to make a pilot for SBS and do exactly what we're doing online and move it to television. So in terms of this show itself, we probably couldn't go as extreme as we did online, but the idea of the type of content that we do is to sort of dive headfirst into this sort of underbelly of human culture and experience it ourselves. Rather than judge it and just talk about it, it's about getting there firsthand. So our opening story is one of our reporters goes to a nudist gym, and this is a
nudist gym.
Yeah, who gather every week, they get nude, they play table tennis, they work out, they go swimming, they hang out. So rather than just sort of go and interview these guys about being nudists, our reporter and our crew get completely nude and they go and experience it themselves. So partly it's about understanding the nudist lifestyle and partly it's about experiencing it and trying to get a bit of a feel for it yourself.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating view, and I'd strongly encourage everyone to stay up and watch it on SBS. Kirk Docker, thanks very much for joining us on RN Drive.
Cheers, Jules.
That's Viva Cool City coming up next Tuesday, SBS 2 at 11:20, and it's coming up to 10 minutes to the hour on RN Drive.